know what it was, you know, like an old hall tree, you know, old guy come out there and put a $20 bill in it, tree stump or something.
Yeah, shinny drop.
Shinny drop, is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have any other names for it, or?
In other words, shinny drops back then.
Yeah. You know, just a place where a guy might chunk a $5 bill down a hole or someplace like that. And,
yeah, that's where they didn't want you to.
Yeah.
Back in the bootlegging area, you know.
Yeah. Didn't want anybody. I'd say
you just mentioned, well, I'd sure like to get me some white lightning, you know.
Yeah.
And,
and you'd say,
well, if you want some white lightning, you just put a dollar under that, on that graveyard, by the graveyard post, say, you know, or somewhere like that, you know.
Yeah.
Name a particular spot, and wait an hour, you know, and you'll have it. Or something like that, see. In other words, they'd drop it off at different places.
Okay. Cool. Now, you might say, that's a funny picture, and the blackboard teacher says, who
drew that?
Who drew that? Okay. Now, a man gets mad at his wife. He takes a butcher knife and he says, he goes and he
stabs her?
Stabs her, okay. Now, what, do you have a name for a large knife? Any sort of, what, any names for large knives or things like that?
Butcher knife and kitchen knife, you know.
Yeah. We were looking at
red knife, you know. Yeah.
Red knife?
Bread.
Oh,
red
bread
knife. And that used to be a knife that sliced bread with French bread, you know.
Have any name for knives that we used to kill people with, or
pocket knives?
No. Yeah. Frenchmen used to keep a lot of knives around.
Yeah, well, pocket knives, you know.
Bowie knives.
Bowie knives. And
okay. Now, you got to lift something, a piece of machinery up, or lift something, a heavy load. You lift a heavy load or something like that, you got a block and tackle up there, and you run a rope through it, and you
pull on the rope.
Okay, and you, what do you do with that thing? You
heave it up.
Okay. Or hoist it.
Hoist
it. Hoist it up. Okay. Now, I wanted you, can you say the months of the year for me?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, and the days of the year?
The days...
days of the week.
Days of the week.
Man, I'm getting frazzled here.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, now what about the Sabbath? You know what the Sabbath means?
Sunday.
Okay. Now, when you meet somebody in the early part of the day, what would you say to them as a greet? You'd say,
good morning.
Okay. And after part of the day,
good afternoon.
Okay. Now, when you're leaving people, what would you say to them in the middle of the day? What would you say?
If you're leaving in the middle of the day, you'd say goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's evening, you know.
Okay.
You say good evening to you.
Okay.
And if it's night, then you say night.
Okay. What was the difference between night and evening? You ever
have? Well, evening, my interpretation of evening was, in other words, this was after the work was done.
Okay.
And before people were ready to retire. You know, good bed. In other words, it was back in the old days, it was after you'd finish your